is conditional use number 1735, Richard and Sonia West.
Sir, thank you, Mr. Chairman. The gentlemen of the commission and staff, I passed down a motion that provided each of you with a motion, which I intend to read for the record and hopefully for your approval. What I would like to do is, since we're making a recommendation to county council, is come up with a motion that best reflects the stance of this commission. And I think I've done so in this, but I'll find out after we vote, of course. But my question is, what I wanted to point out to you in item F of the conditions that I have proposed in this, I have, as stated by the applicant, I have made that to reflect no more than nine. Nine is the number in the blank there. And my question was dealing, I would like to, Mr. Chairman, if I could just get a little feedback from the commissioners, how they would feel about the stance of helicopters. And I thought that we had possibly three options, one being no helicopters at all, which is this, the stance that I am an advocate for. But I'm just one of five here. And I thought the other option would be no helicopters, with the exception of those that would be engaged in ag spraying practices, or, as the applicant stated, no more than two non-emergency helicopter landings during any week. And in speaking about the helicopters, there is a condition in here that clearly indicates that the emergency state police or medical helicopters would be accepted from this motion. So, gentlemen, that's a little background on this. As I say, I would like to see us, we could clear this up by saying no helicopters with the exception of those, but I will shape my motion to try to get a positive response. Any comments?
Well, we'll find out. Gentlemen, what's your pleasure on the helicopters?
I was not here during the public hearing.
Well, I think more and more some of the ag spraying is done by a helicopter, so given that this airport's been servicing the farming community for some time, I wouldn't want to preclude the use of helicopters for aerial spraying. I certainly don't want to see it turning into a heavy use of helicopters and airplanes, so I would be in favor of the agricultural use of the helicopters and naturally the emergency landings.
All right.
I'm not, you know, particularly in favor of it becoming a heliport.
I agree with Mr. Johnson.
Well then, gentlemen, I believe that by shaping my recommendation A to include any landings of airplanes or helicopters and keeping in C with the exception of agricultural aerial spray applications, that would permit the ag helicopters. I believe I can put it forward that way.
For clarification, then, Mr. Smith, on number G, would that be included or removed?
That would be removed.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. I do appreciate it, and thank you for your time and patience, Mr. Chairman. And regarding conditional use 1735, the application of Richard and Sonia West, Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1735 for Richard and Sonia West, with conditions based upon the record and for the following reasons, them being: one, the application is for a private landing strip and heliport location at a location just west of Roxana. This recommendation, with the conditions limiting the time and volume of the use at the property, will protect the safety and the well-being of the property owners. The proposed use is a permitted use in the AR1 district, and the property will be used for agricultural purposes and other public uses, including healthcare and police emergencies. The application is in compliance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Development Plan in that it supports an agricultural use and alternative mobility elements. The use of the property as an air landing strip has been recognized in the county for over 30 years. The state of Delaware further recognizes this air landing strip as a private strip designated D21. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions, them being any landings of airplanes or helicopters shall be limited to the hours between dawn and dusk and shall be further limited to visual flight conditions only as defined by the Federal Aviation Administration. B, any lighting on runways shall be limited to those necessary for directional purposes. C, with the exception of agricultural aerial spray applications, no commercial activities, including but not limited to banner towing, shall be permitted. D, storage of fuel or hazardous material shall be limited to such temporary storage necessary for agricultural aerial spray applications and shall be in compliance with all federal, state, and local laws or ordinances. E, use of the airport by emergency, police, and medevac agencies shall be permitted.
At any time?
I think you could put it any time.
Yeah, at any time. F, no more than 9 landings per day shall be permitted, with the exception of landings and takeoffs necessary for agricultural aerial spray applications. G, the landing strip shall remain grass or dirt, and H, no more than 1 additional hangar, not to exceed 10,000 square feet in size, shall be permitted on the site. The location of that hangar shall be shown on the site plan. And finally, gentlemen, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Smith, one of the things we discussed the public hearing was access to the property through the right-of-way versus the Woods Road.
Mm-hmm. Like, what was it? There was a discussion about whether it should be from
Route 17, where they have a right-of-way, a 60-foot right-of-way, I believe, accessing this property.
Mm-hmm. That could certainly be a condition,
yeah.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you. One other condition, thank you, Mr. Johnson, is the access to the site shall be from Route 17 only.
And one question, Mr. Smith, if I might, just based on the discussion that occurred before you made the motion about the type of activity that the commission doesn't want to occur, might I make a suggestion on, I think it was letter C, it talks about no commercial activities, maybe an amendment that says no commercial activities or flights, so that we're talking about flights coming in or just to clarify so there's not a question if that's what your intention is later on.
Hmm. You're not talking about putting in a Burger King.
Yeah, I mean, just commercial activities. I think Mr. Johnson mentioned about it becoming more of a commercial airport. I'm not suggesting you do that, but if that's what your intention is, you might want to clarify that so it's...
No commercial activities or flights.
Yeah.
No commercial activities or commercial flights.
Or commercial flights.
Yeah.
Questions concerning that, Council?
Sure.
How would a chartered plane be treated if it's...
Well, that's what I was... You know, I guess that comes down to, you know, what your intentions are, and that's why I posed that question, because if you're talking about chartered flights, you got to talk about, you know, commercial flights, because I think that would call into that. And if you're not talking about chartered flights, you ought to leave it the way it is, I think.
There wasn't any presentation about chartered flights.
Mm-hmm. No.
The only reference that sound like charter was a helicopter that was supposedly landing. They would pick up the passengers and take them to the beach,
mm-hmm.
their beach house or whatever. Then they would, helicopter would take off, come back and pick them up a week later.
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd frankly.
If that was a chartered flight, I'm not even sure. It may have been a friend dropping them off. We don't know.
Right. You wouldn't be able to enforce that anyway.
Didn't Mr. Izzo have a suggested language?
I think he did submit some proposed conditions. The problem with that was that I think Mr. Smith might have considered him. I know we talked about him.
I'm thinking it might help with the language.
More of an enforcement issue with some of those. It was registering tail numbers and other things.
Yeah, it was. There was a reference to the tail numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be difficult to police. I think with Mr. Robertson's help, I think we've got it covered pretty well.
And just another question in reference. We struck the original G, both
Correct.
Versions, right?
Yes, sir.
So there's no reference to a minimum number of the flights for the helicopter?
No.
Right.
Does that fall into the non-landings issue of the and takeoffs, except for the spray plane?
That would fall in the exception.
No, I understand it. Yeah, I understand. I just want to make sure that was clear.
Yes.
We're just saying no other helicopters other than emergency or agricultural use.
Yeah, right.
One other question, Mr. Smith. In a previous discussion, we talked about this remaining a grass landing strip. I think we talked about that in a public hearing versus, you know, this becoming
I've got
a
that
paved
in there
landing strip.
Under,
yeah,
that
condition.
Becomes the new G.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or it used to be, yeah, yep. G now.
Mm-hmm.
I got excited when you removed G and missed.
That's my motion, sir.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1735. Richard and Sonia West, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Abstain.
Four to zip with Mr. Burton abstaining.